on the main drag doing business, and I was searching, doctor. I remember these near 40 years since. I was looking out over my corner lot, searching for something, anything to let my gaze seize upon which everything could be said to depend, because looking back into that space I was occupying, that moment with those damaged parents and those drowned little boys, so sweet, so cold, was, as you know yourself, doctor, impossible. So this is just to say, I know you stood with ruined parents too, and there were things that took your breath away and turned your gaze out of the office windows on your corner of Ridge Road in Rutherford, out across the lawn and gardens, out into the backyard and the old garage where, thanks be to whomever's in charge here, there were the chickens and the wheelbarrow and the rainwater's glaze in which your rheumy eyes found, if neither rhyme nor reason, still momentary repose. And so, repose. Regards, Tom Lynch.
Thomas Lynch, ending the last of this week's Radio 3 essays. All the programmes in this series, The Feast of Language, are available for you to listen to again via the Radio 3 website. The series was first broadcast in May last year. It was produced by Kate Bland, and it's a Just Radio production for BBC Radio 3. And Michel Montaigne, mentioned there by Thomas Lynch towards the end of the programme, is the subject of next week's essays. That begins on Monday night at 10:45. Now on Radio 3, World on 3 with Mary-Anne Kennedy.
I'm seen. There's always time for a good kazoo. This is an album that grabs you for its verve and joy. The energy of kids singing together, running through the whole album. Fair play to Irish box player Sharon Shannon and guitarist Justin Adams. They guest on some of the tracks. With the children of an Irish Catholic missionary school in northern Malawi, the Omoza Street Children's Project. But principally to Irish producer John Dunford, whose involvement in the school is an ongoing one. The album is called Tumbuka Voices. And Voices is where it's at in tonight's session for World on 3 with me, Mary-Anne Kennedy. I've been in Londonderry for the North Atlantic Fiddle Convention, a grand stringy gathering which takes place every 2 years in different locations, and I'll be playing some of the artists at the festival in tonight's show. I'm also, however, in a state of some excitement at the prospect of hearing a trio that many in the trad music world had thought gone into retirement for good, but not so. And I'm delighted that we have Ireland's male voice trio, The Voice Squad, in the studio here in Derry later on. Also coming up tonight, amongst the new releases, are a preview of Ry Cooder's US election special, and there's a wee look ahead to the stage of choice at the WOMAD Festival in a few weeks' time. The Radio 3 stage, of course, will be the place to be. And a sense of place is at the heart of this new album from Malian singer and guitarist Sidi Touré. This is his second international release called Koima, a touchstone place for the people of Gao, Sidi's home in northern Mali, and it's considered a place of great mystical power. In the process of recording, Sidi also apparently sought and was given permission to go up to Koima and swim in the Niger River there to make a kind of spiritual connection. The album is offered up as a tribute to his mother and to the power of this special place. Starting out with the opening track, It's to You That I Sing. Thank you.
Ha 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 ha!
apparently, as well as being musician and socially conscious campaigner, also winner of a Sexiest Vegetarian Celebrity Award, Xavier Rudd is a multi-instrumentalist and songwriter hailing from the surfing mecca of Torquay. That's Victoria, Australia, of course, not the English Riviera. And his music continues in the seventh album release to connect with Aboriginal roots from home, but also with Canadian First Nations. The album's called Spirit Bird, out on the US Dummy One label. And be warned, you should park your cynicism at the door before listening, which is absolutely what you should not do with this next release. In fact, probably the more jaded, the better. You'll love Ry Cooder on form with his election special, which comes out in August. The album opens with the Mutt Romney blues. It harks back to Mitt Romney's outrageous and frankly cruel solution to transporting the family dog on top of the car on a 12-hour journey cross-country. And it also includes this tribute to the Occupy slogan, "We are the 99, the belief that 1% of the population own 99% of the wealth, and that that 99 are paying for the mistakes of said 1%.
When the train left the station, my baby sat there crying, saying, "Why we got to go, Daddy, down to Charlottetown? 'Cause the road is long and the way is hard. It's so peaceful in our own backyard. So why we got to go, Daddy, why we gonna go? Just give me one good reason why we got to go." Well, I said, "Honey, you ain't read your little history book. Better dust it off and take another look. If the Democrats don't make it, then I'll have myself to blame. If we don't raise some sand, then our votes might slip away, and our civil rights and our equal pay. And then it's too bad, Jim, for the 90 and the 9. 'Cause this may be the last time. I don't know. I don't know, honey. I don't know. This may be the last time. Last time for the 90 and the 9. They promised war was done, but peace didn't declare. Our young folks are still going there. I didn't raise a child to go to war this time. Honey, they're just shooting at the 90 and the 9. And I can't understand, when we're losing jobs, why they go jacking up the price on gas. And when the moment's right, the price will fall on time. Honey, they're just jacking with the 90 and the 9. Well, this may be the last time. I don't know. I don't know, honey. I don't know. Maybe the last time. I don't know. Maybe the last time for the 90 and the 9. Acquaintance, and then we'll sit right down, saying, "How goes the battle? What news do you hear? What's the circumstances for working for
down here, let's have a cup of coffee, spend a pleasant time. We're all paid up members of the 90 and the 99. This may be the last time, I don't know, I don't know, but I could be wrong. I wonder what good brother Pete say. I hope it's not the last time for the 90 and the 99.
Recent visitors to these shores, or more specifically the Shetland Folk Festival, a legendary spree where lack of sleep, lack of night is balanced out with much sessioning and nonsense. Virginia's Hot Seats would appear to be an ideal addition to the roster. You can check out their blog online with the pink-frocked Ed Brogan entirely getting into the swing of the place. The music's not bad either, as you just heard on their latest album, that was Rattle Trap from Feel, out on their own label. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy on World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3, and being over in Derry for the North Atlantic Fiddle Convention, a week-long celebration of dance, song and of course strings, about which a little more later, I took the opportunity to hook up with a trio of whom I have been an enormous fan for many years. The Irish song tradition is not a harmonic one, but these three guys have created a synthesis of the elegance and freedom of Irish traditional song and the depth and rich of English harmony, one that they've made entirely their own. It's been a few years since they were performing live together, but it is wonderful to see that the Voice Squad are back in action. Phil Callery, Fran McPhail and Jerry Cullen singing live for us here with Willie Taylor.
Willie Taylor and his youthful lover, full of mirth and loyalty.
They were going to the church to be married. He was pressed and sent on sea. Dally dilly dum dilly dum 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 dum. Dally dilly dum dilly dum dum day. She dressed herself up like a sailor. On her breast she wore a star. Her beautiful fingers long and slender, she gave them all just a smear of tar. Dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-dum-dum. Dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-day. On this ship there being a skirmish, she being one amongst the rest, a silver button flew off her jacket, there appeared her snow-white breast. Dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-dum-dum, dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-day. Says the captain to this fair maid, what misfortune has took you here? I'm in search of my true lover, who you pressed on the other year. Dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-dum-dum, dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-day. If you're in search of your true lover, pray come tell to me his name. Willie Taylor they do call him, but Fitzgerald is his name. Dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-dum-dum, dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-day. Let you get up tomorrow morning, early as the break of day. There you'll find your Willie Taylor walking along with his lady gay. Dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-dum-dum, dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-day. She got up the very next morning, early as the break of day. There she spied her Willie Taylor walking along with his lady gay. Dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-dum-dum, dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-day. She got out a brace of pistols that she had at her command. There she shot her Willie Taylor with his bride at his right hand. Dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-dum-dum, dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-day. When the captain came to hear it of the deed that she had done, he made her a ship's commander over a vessel for the Isle of Man. Dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-dum-dum, dally-dilly-dum, dilly-dum-dum-day.
Absolutely wonderful. The Voice Squad here with me in the BBC studios in Derry. I'm joined by Phil Callery, Fran McPhail and Jerry Cullen. Guys, it's wonderful to have you here on World on Three. How did this come about, this particular mixing of traditions?
We met in the late 70s and we sang individually and we sang together. Just having a drink and singing and enjoying it, you know. And suddenly we just said, well, let's have another look at this and see, can we make it work, you know, for ourselves? And the whole thing just happened, just like that.
We were as amazed as anybody else that anybody ever liked us. We just sang because we loved to do it. Okay, and the voices fitted. Myself and Fran sang with another great friend of ours who died in the early 80s, who had a great bass voice. And we sang all sorts of songs way before that. We sang a lot of modern stuff. We sang our own stuff. We sang guitars. We sang bluegrass. We did all that high lonesome stuff. And all those, I sang in choirs when I was young, and so did Phil. We did all that Gregorian chant and plain chant and absolutely love it and still love it, you know. And so when we started putting these harmonies and stuff together, we just did it to see would it work.
And, that starts to make sense because it sounds like you've got this whole menu of voice colours to play with. People often will refer to Waters and Carthy or the Coppers, you know, trying to make a parallel. Did you see a parallel for yourselves with that kind of English
tradition?
Yes, definitely.
There was a direct influence on me, especially from the Watersons and the Coppers. But we didn't follow their structure, you know. In fact, Jerry's our MD. He does all the harmony stuff. That comes from Jerry. And we just do as we're told, basically. But he gives us so much space.
No, you don't. Wait a minute.
He is very nice. This is a defensive attitude he's taken on.
I can see this benevolent dictatorship going on.
He gives us so much space. Our harmony structure is so loose that there's plenty of room for us to ornamentate. And especially myself and Fran, we really work together in a phrasing and and we get as much out of the song as we can. When we sing together, we really try to get as much colour into it.
It's basically very simple. Yeah, I mean, we do it and try to be as organic as we can, and we say that note fits, no, it doesn't, and then we put in some, and then we might switch a melody for harmony, or we just do whatever fits, you know, and we don't take any criticism.
No, but the whole point of it is that we don't want any one voice standing out.
Yeah.
We want
just the one voice
level,
if we can.
The key to it is actually Fran. As regards the group of singing, he gives us all that space that no other singer can give us, you know. And so when we had him, the doctor had a look at him, and he was certified free. He was let loose on society. And we got him. We were very good, very lucky to get him, because he's the key. He gives us so much room, you know, underneath.
The spread of the voices is like... Most songs only would have an octave and a half in the melody, but the fact that Jerry can sing so low and I can sing so high, it gives us a spread of vocals that can engage with a lot of different kinds of songs, and a lot of people don't have that range or spread.
So we'd have to have a female singer really to replace Fran.
And we were looking for two. We were looking for two to replace
you. Send in your CV.
Mine's on the top of the pile.
They were sort of hoping for Dolores Kane. Yeah.
She's welcome anytime. Yeah,
I think the next one is going to be the brown and yellow one.
So this one, Marianne, is originally Cork Malunda Vui, which is a translation of an Irish song. So I'll just do the first verse in Irish, and then we'll take it away after that.
Yeah, it's from Torrey Island, which is off the coast of Donegal. And it was James Joyce's favourite song.
Vi meshes mo van viog log wail and voher is or o gram o cri kei kans vi doing a gruig a chanor vi Cook mo lond of a bwee.
As I walked down the road one fine summer's morning, the brown and the yellow ale, I met with a young man without any warning. He asked me if the woman by my side was my daughter. The brown and the yellow ale. When I said she's my wife, his manner didn't alter. Love of my heart. He asked me if I'd lend her for an hour and a day. The brown and the yellow ale. I said, if she thinks that's fine, you may take her away. Love of my heart. Then you take the high road and I'll be off with her. The brown and the yellow ale. And I'll meet you again by the ford of the river. Love of my heart. I waited by that ford for an hour and a quarter. The brown and the yellow ale. And when she came to me, 'twas without shame I saw her. Love of my heart. When she told me her story, sure I lay down and died. The brown and the yellow ale. She sent two men for timber, and she never even cried. Love of my heart, aboard of Eldar and aboard of Hal
she had never been a woman. Oh, the brown and the yellow whale, I would tell you many's another tale about women.
Just sublime. The Voice Squad live in session for World on Three. I am frankly in heaven. And more still to come here from the BBC studios at Radio Foyle in Derry, where we'll find out, amongst other things, why they're back together again. Next week's session also features a beautiful voice, that of Edinburgh singer Jake Cogan, floating just under the radar of many trad music folks, I suspect. But her new album should certainly help change that. It's a collection of the songs of Robert Burns. I know, I thought the same thing again, but trust me, it's worth going there.
Summer's a pleasant time, flowers of every colour. Water runs o'er the hill, and I long for my true lover. I walk and all, walking still and weary.
First up there was Jake Cogan, my guest in session next week on World on 3 up in Glasgow, and followed by another new release on the Scottish scene. The Halton Quartet are actually two duos, fiddler Rudy Campbell and Angus Lyon on the one hand, and Winging It, mandolin and guitars from Chas McKenzie and Adam Bully on the other. Based on true events has been a long gestation, to put it mildly, from their original meetup aboard the MV Halton at the Orkney Festival in 2007. And it's good to see it set sail at last. That was Trigger Part 2, and the album's again out on their own label. Now I'm going to carry on with a very contemporary take on traditional roots, over to Norway this time, and a trio of Hardanger fiddlers from the eastern part of the country. The Valkyrian All-Stars show they know their stuff on the new album, Ingen Ferdag, with straight unaccompanied playing in the mix. But their trademark sound is really when they marry this with backline and the vocals of Tuva Sivertsen on the likes of Jegtenkar Padeg.
Men det føltes helt klart som om noe var nytt nå. Hei, unnskyld, kan du ta meg med når du går? Vise meg stedet du skrøyt av i går. Og alt jeg kan gi deg er det du får. Jeg vet bare at jeg din. For tenk at jeg tenker på deg, når jeg tenker at noen har gitt meg for jeg skulle få det som ikke så enkelt kan nevnes i taler og dikt, men jeg synger det nå. Hi. Tenk at jeg tenker på deg når jeg tenker at noen har gitt meg. Jeg skulle få det som ikke så enkelt kan nevnes i taler og dikt, så jeg synger det.
From a compilation of Nordic women artists on Grappa Halo, same label as the Valkyrian All-Stars, that was Annbjørg Lien and Phonix, or Phoenix, and it comes originally from her 1997 album Prism. Annbjørg was in Derry for the North Atlantic Fiddle Convention as part of the sonorous and sometimes raucous sorority, the String Sisters, which also features Shetlander, Katrina MacDonald, and Chicago Irishwoman Liz Carroll. The festival was a glorious mix of intense academia and live live wire performance from Scandinavia, the UK, Ireland and the States. And I'll be playing a couple more tracks from artists from the festival towards the end of the show. But to my other reason for being in Ireland this week, the opportunity to hear one of the finest traditional a cappella ensembles anywhere back playing live. We have the Voice Squad with us in the studio here at BBC Radio Foyle. And Phil, Fran and Jerry are going to carry on with What Wondrous Love.
What wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of Bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul. When I was sinking down, when I was sinking down, when I was sinking down beneath God's righteous crown, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. To God and to the Lamb I will sing, to God and to the Lamb I will sing, to God and to the Lamb who is the great I am. While millions join the theme, I will sing, while millions join the theme, I will sing. And when from debt I'm free, I'll sing on, and when from debt I'm free, I'll sing on, and when from debt I'm free, I'll sing and joyful be. Throughout eternity, I'll sing on, throughout eternity, I'll sing on. What wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this, oh my soul? What wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of Bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul?
Absolutely beautiful. The Voice Squad and What Wondrous Love playing for us here live on World on 3 at BBC Radio Foyle here in Derry. Now, guys, I just want to get the timeline completely clear before we come back to the present day. Where exactly was it that you guys met up and started to sing together?
Well, we met in Drogheda. I travelled down from Dublin and the boys were singing locally in a pub called Carberry's. And on a Good Friday, in Ireland, they close, every pub is closed. And there's only one pub open, it's called Carberry's.
In the back room.
She had a private room.
But it was a private room.
Yeah. Not allowed to charge. Only for singers.
We were invited into the kitchen for the day. And we camped in there for the whole day and celebrated Good Friday in the proper way. We sang our way through the day and it was absolutely amazing.
We practiced quite hard initially, Mary-Anne. We would meet religiously every week and tear songs asunder. We wouldn't sing a song for months. you know, until the thing, until we could, didn't know it, until we'd forgotten it, sort of thing. You know, you sing until you don't know it anymore. And we need to do a bit more of that now. We need to do a bit more forgetting. The forgetting is
that's
getting
what drove us apart.
And so for, and last year then, Barry Gleason, who's a great friend of ours, a great, great Dublin singer, brother of Brendan. In fact, Brendan's famous brother is Barry. Great, great Dublin singer.
Brendan's not just an actor, you were telling me. He's a musician as well.
A great musician. He plays banjo and mandolin and fiddle and plays on Barry's albums as well.
So, and we should put this into context. This is after, what is it, 10 years
about
or something?
10 years
that,
or so,
that you've
least,
been
least
in retirement.
We just took fewer and fewer gigs. We never split up or anything.
It's actually we're retired now that we're back together. Because
we
were all working,
do
doing
things.
Different
we,
working.
Yeah,
we
never did this
things.
Professionally.
We didn't have enough.
There's no money in this business at all.
So Barry gave you the call.
Barry just said to me, like, is there any chance of getting the boys up to do a few? Because we've done backing vocals for various people before, you know. And we had done work for Barry. And he said, yeah, he gave me a buzz and says, any chance of getting Phil and Fran up? And I said, the chances are extremely slim, you know. I said, there's two chances of getting us, Barry, and Slim has just left town. So I rang Phil, and Phil said, I'm no problem with me, Fran. I said, give Fran a buzz, and I said, I will. So I told Fran the story. Fran said, yeah, sure. It's a lot like, why didn't you ring me 5 years ago? But up we went and did.
I thought you weren't talking to me.
Yeah. Up we went anyway and did the stuff for Barry, and then we did a Christmas gig in the Goldeen Singers Club in Dublin, and did a good whack of carols for them there. And so we've been talking to one another since.
Yeah. And you're crossing the water. You're going to be at Sidmouth in a few weeks' time.
Yeah. So when is it? When is Sidmouth?
It's Sidmouth, yeah. It's in August, yeah.
It's the first week in August.
The first week in August, yeah. And it's the I think.
Is the English folk scene a place that has been a welcoming one for you in the past?
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Absolutely.
Actually, Alan that runs
Alan Behrman, yeah.
He was one of the guys that first invited us over. Like 25 years ago.
But well, we were welcomed with open arms. Except in Holmfirth, some fella said to Jerry, I was always worried that the Irish might discover harmony.
I ignored him though.
Yeah, and how right he was. So sing us one more song, please. And thank you very, very much for bringing this one in.
Thank
you so much for coming up to Derry today.
Thank you.
Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company, and all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me, and all that I for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all. If I to spend and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that surely has me heart beguiled. A rosy cheeks and ruby.
you should not. I gently rise and softly call. Good night and joy be to you all.
Many, many thanks to Phil Callery, Fran McPhail and Jerry Cullen, the Voice Squad, for a wonderful session. And if you're heading for Sidmouth Folk Festival at the beginning of August, where they're one of the star turns, lucky you. This is Mary-Anne Kennedy and World on Three, having just emerged from the party head madness that is the Fiddle Convention held this year in Derry. So I'm going to keep the party going in a somewhat different direction with a Punjabi wedding song from New York Bhangra band Red Bharat and their new album Chal Baby. This tune by Anu Malik is from the 2004 Bollywood-style romantic hit Bride and Prejudice, an adaptation of Jane Austen's original. And it's a smart, smiley and completely admittedly chick flick that I think even Miss Austen would approve of. Thank you. More artists from the North Atlantic Fiddle Convention there, the Danish Fiddles and Brass of Habadakuk. But more to the point, they're joining us on the BBC Radio 3 stage at WOMAD in 3 weeks' time, where we have a mighty lineup for you, as usual. This year, we also have Senegal's Djabel Sissoko, the Malagasy duo Paddy Bush and Justin Valley. Fiddler Chrissy Crowley is coming over from Cape Breton Island. You might remember her from our first encounter as part of World Roots in Canada last year. And from my own neck of the woods, the Scottish band of the moment, Brepach. The World Roots Academy will be represented, of course, with José Hernández Arias Noguera. And our first day on Friday the 27th will be rounded off with a set from English folks crossover star Seth Lakeman. Here he is with one of the songs celebrating the trades and crafts of his native Southwest. From Tales from the Barrel House, this is The Artisan.
Silent, the maker, he measured and stood, smothered his smile, trimmed shapeless wood. With firm, strong hands, his short and so slow, drove each rusty nail with a careful, kind blow. His truth to be humble and fashion with tools, tables and benches, kind words from his youth, draw those even lines, share his peace of mind as the artisan shines. Dark burnished wood, it slid through his hands, split right down the center like a crack in the land. Ash beech and rosewood were tied in a frame, all scorched in their faces, numbers and names, shades of a saw spit and dust, for the warmth in the workhouse was pleasure enough. Draw those even lines, share his peace of mind as the artisan shines. Sweat tears in the snow. He chiseled fine thoughts, secrets no one would know. And his level of spirit was straight down the lane. One line, the horizon was set in her name. The circles of beauty, like scrolls in the wood, her skin smooth and steady in the light where she stood. Draw those even lines, artisan shine. Soaked up and sealed, the varnish it stained, all painted and polished with red-headed flames. And the breath from the window is a blanket of warmth to season the surface and furnish a new door. The craftsman of comfort, he cuts and he bleeds. Cold days in the forest and the moon. Draw those even lines. Share his peace of mind as the artisan shines.
Farewell, you huntsman that did hunt the hare. Farewell, you hounds that tired both horse and mare. Farewell, you gallant Faulkners, everyone. The chief of all did live at Snitterton. So to conclude, both great and small, those that are left, the Lord preserve them all. As I on Ochre Hill one day did stand to view the world which I could not command, I turned my face to birch over out west to view where Greaves is used to keep their nest. But out, alas, I found they were all gone. Not one was left to rest against a stone. I'll up to Hassop to hear them sing a mass, and there I'll find who made the old man pass. Muses, begone to Carlton, top your banners. The caller Haddon, where lived old John Manners. Oh, use him well, I strictly you command. For he was kind to the poor of England. Farewell, you huntsmen that did hunt the hare. Farewell, you hounds that tired both horse and mare. the chief of all did live at Snitterton. So to conclude, both great and small, those that are left, the Lord preserve them all.
Two artists with a keenly defined sense of where they come from in their music. First, Seth Lakeman, and then the rugged Derbyshire landscape colouring the songs and music of Bella Hardy in her new album, The Dark Peak and the White, produced by other half Lowe's Chris Drever. Many of the songs on the album are her own, but that was an elegy for John Manners from 1672, written by the Derbyshire poet John Wheatcroft, parish clerk, teacher, alehouse keeper and carpenter of Ashover. And one final new release on the English folk front just now. This comes from a project called Harbour of Songs, and it was commissioned by the Stables at Milton Keynes. Adrian McNally has brought together writers including Janice Ian, Ian McMillan, Ralph McTell, Hannah Moulette, Alistair Roberts, and, as you'll hear shortly, Newcastle-based Lucy Farrell, originally from Kent, and another Unthanks musical friend, hence the connection with Adrian. The songs are all inspired by a boat. It's called Collective Spirit, and it's constructed from donated pieces of wood, even a piece of a bus that ferried competitors to the last London Olympics in 1948. And the boat will make its way inland from the coast on its maiden voyage to Milton Keynes. I didn't think that was possible.
Underneath the roof that the rain brought it through, I've held on to this for you. There are marks on my skin from the things I have been, and I might be them still. There's a hole to see the sky through. I could build a garden for you. We could paper all the flowers in and paint them pink and blue to hide the death from view. And whatever you have done, whatever you have done, underneath the roof where the porch prop grew, I could build a home for you. I'd carve patterns on the rafters and hold them up. But still the rain might get you, and I will close my eyes. I will close my eyes. Thank you.
acho o dia na cidade que me encanta. Na minha velha Lisboa de outra vida, e com um nó de saudade na garganta, escuto um fado que se entoa à despedida, e com um nó de saudade na garganta, escuto um fado que se entoa à despedida. Foi nas tabernas de Alfama, em hora triste, que nasceu esta canção, o seu lamento, na memória dos que vão, tal como o vento, o olhar de quem se ama e não desiste, na memória dos que vão, tal como o vento, no olhar de quem se ama e não desiste. Quando brilha a antiga chama, o sentimento, ouço este mar que ressoa enquanto canta, e da bica na madragoa num momento, volta sempre esta ansiedade da partida. Nasce o dia na cidade que me encanta, na minha velha Lisboa de outra vida. Quem vive só do passado, sem motivo, fica preso a um destino que o invade. Mas na alma deste fado sempre vivo cresce um canto cristalino sem idade. Mas na alma deste fado sempre vivo cresce um canto cristalino sem idade. É por isso que imagino em liberdade uma gaivota que voa renascida, e já nada me magoa ou desencanta nas ruas desta cidade amanhecida, mas com um nó de saudade na garganta. Escuto um fado que se entoa à despedida.
Another wonderful collection of fado from Universal, this one, with a rich mix of male and female voices alike. That was Carlos de Carmo, somewhat younger, I think, but also somewhat overshadowed by Amália Rodrigues. He was, nevertheless, hugely popular in his native Portugal, in the 70s especially, as one of the singers who celebrated the 74 Lisbon uprising very publicly, and also served even as a Eurovision competitor around about that time. Before that was Lucy Farrell's Carved in Two from the Stables, Harbour of Songs. Well, as I said, I spent the best part of a week at the North Atlantic Fiddle Convention, where one of the defining characteristics of the festival was its inclusive approach to music. Plenty of fiddles, but much, much more. And of course, also, they acknowledged the great music tradition of neighbouring Donegal. It's right and proper, then, that Bincrana Donegal accordionist Dermot Byrne should play a major role in the convention. Here he is with his latest album, a duo with French harpist Florian Blanc, musical fireworks and beauty in equal measure, but all with an understated delivery that draws you right in.
Mm-hmm.
Donegal fiddler Liz Doherty from her album Queer Imagination, and it was indeed her imagination and drive as director of this year's North Atlantic Fiddle Convention that managed to bring together such an ambitious and broad-ranging gathering of musicians and dancers, and all in the parallel mayhem of the round-the-world yacht race arriving the same weekend. Derry was quite the place to be. This Sunday, wherever you might be sure to check out World Roots for the first of two programmes from Mali. This week, Lucy Duran meets rapper Amkulel and plays live recordings from the capital Bamako before the country was plunged into political crisis. So I'll round off tonight's show first with a new album, not from Mali but from neighbouring Niger to the east. Tuareg musician Al Husseini Anivola of the band Etran Finatawa, making his first solo recording, getting back into the rhythms, he says, of his traditional way of life and music after 7 hard years on the road. And last up, I'll head back to that joyful music from Malawi, the music that started tonight's World on 3, Tumbuka Voices, the street kids of the Omoza Children's Project. Thanks to BBC Radio Foyle and Davy and George here in the studio in Derry, to producer Roger Short as ever, and of course to the glorious Voice Squad for a fantastic session. I'm Marianne Kennedy, and I'll be with you again next week on World on 3, where my guest in Glasgow will be singer Jake Cogan. Good night.
Ibili isodwa, ya de devnis jam. I devin is jam, yeah, the say with an inna. I say well nin, yeah, di tila wala. Say well nin, yeah, di tila wala. The book to da, yeah, di bili suduad. The book to da, yeah, di bili suduad. Di bili suduad, yeah, the devin is jam. Ibili isodwad, ya da devni zijama. Jirid mani, inna kati hayyena. Jirid mani, inna kati hayyena. Iwar orana, ya di blisin isdam. Warorna ya di blessin is dam the book to da ya di bilisudwar the book to da ya di bilisudwar ibilisudwar ya da devni sijama ibilisudwar ya da devni sijama. Thank you.
I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Pinchas Zukerman is one of music's great multitaskers, and in the first 2 hours this morning, we'll hear him as both player and conductor. Schumann's Second Symphony is the work that completes his concert with the Gulbenkian Orchestra in just over half an hour. And after that, Zukerman, the chamber musician, is one of the players in a Canadian recording of the Mozart Clarinet Quintet. But Portugal is our destination first. The Gulbenkian Orchestra is 50 years old this year, and it gave this concert with Zukerman in Lisbon in January. Before the Schumann Symphony come the first two of Bach's violin concertos. Here's number one in A minor. Thank you. Pinchas Zukerman was the soloist in Bach's Violin Concerto No. 1 in A minor, BWV 1041, with the Gulbenkian Orchestra. The second of the concertos is the one in E major, which we'll hear next. The solo concerto was developing out of the Concerto Grosso at this time. Bach's particular model was Vivaldi, but he reached a degree of expressiveness that was all his own, especially in the slow movement here. Thank you.
Thank you.